c'est épuisant. Le temporaire est épuisant. On est tous dans la même démarche et c'est juste le besoin d'habiter.
Quand vous êtes dans la rue, vous n'avez pas d'amis.
C'est du chacun pour soi. On est individuel, on est un individu dans la ville.
Donc on paye un loyer de 600 euros et vous devez vivre dans l'indignité et tout en leur disant merci beaucoup.
Habiter. Titre provisoire.
C'est épuisant. Le temporaire est épuisant.
It's exhausting. The temporary is exhausting. I also think individually in my projects or in what I want to do in my or just getting a job and having stability. The temporary prevents that. I arrived in Brussels and I wanted to register here. It wasn't possible because I was living in a squat.
Après je l'ai fait quand j'habitais en location.
Then I did it when I rented. But then there were all the problems with the health crisis, the COVID, and I was never able to register.
Là, je suis dans ce vide où...
And now, in fact, I'm in this vacuum where I need a national identification number to work, to have a health insurance, to access healthcare.
Et donc là, il y a plein de trucs qui bloquent.
But because I don't have an address, I can't do that. There are many things that get in the way, and it's exhausting.
J'arrive pas à être pleinement ouverte dans...
Because of my emotional burden, I can't be fully open to the things I have to do, and that's hard to live with. I've had enough of it. That's why I want to fight for this place, because I'm tired.
Je pense aussi, j'ai un peu envie de me battre pour cet endroit parce que... Ouais, je suis fatiguée. Je m'appelle Manon.
My name is Manon, and I've been living in a squat for more than 7 years, and I'm still a student. I've been studying blacksmithing in Brussels for 5 years.
J'étudie la forge à Bruxelles depuis 5 ans maintenant, et l'habitat temporaire.
And squatting housing, that's where I got into it. First out of political and militant conviction, and then it was more the need for housing and the financial insecurity I found myself in, which made me decide on this way of life.
Dans laquelle j'ai été installée, qui a fait que je me suis tournée vers cette manière d'habiter là. Je suis arrivée sur Bruxelles. Là, je savais pas.
I arrived in Brussels at night and didn't really know where to stay. I was welcomed into a squat where things were very bad. I left and then I went back to renting, where I stayed for 3 years. And then, their finances made sure I could no longer stay in this rental property at all. And so I turned again to temporary precarious squatting.
Les moyens financiers ont fait que je pouvais plus du tout rester dans cette location, plus du tout. Et du coup, je me suis retournée vers l'occupation temporaire précaire. Et donc avec Clémence, là, on a ouvert un autre bâtiment.
And so we opened another building with Clémence and were able to stay there for 8 months because there was a moratorium on evictions. We got the ruling on the 2nd of March this year and the judge was allergic to squatters. That's what he said.
Et là, le juge était allergique aux squatteurs. C'est ce qu'il a dit. Du coup, il a annulé sa requête.
So he cancelled our petition and said it was inadmissible. That if there was anyone to do anything about housing people, it was the institutions. It was not for us to take that side. And so we were evicted immediately and had to pay quite high legal fees. It cost us almost 2,000 euros and so we left. And then I moved into another building that was already open, which was half contracted because we hadn't signed anything, but we did have the owner's agreement. And that ended in December. So we had to find a fallback solution. So our squat changed. The squat has a very harsh image. In the Lakenwaverstraat occupation, the owner's girlfriend met us, pretending to be someone else, and came with her brother and his friend, who was a taekwondo champion. He was prepared to maybe clash with us, because he didn't know what was going on. And he didn't know who he was going to meet. So ask yourself, in the other person's imagination, what is the image of the squatter?
L'image de la personne qui habite.
The image of the person living in your house. in your house, and at the same time, it's not your house because you own a property, but you don't live there. And there is a difference between legal residence and actual residence. And therefore, in a squat, a municipality can't refuse to let you register because there is business and you sleep there, really. In fact, even if the municipality will sometimes put pressure, I need a lease, I need proof that you have an agreement with the owner, this isn't true. With a lawyer, you can draft a notice of default and get registered. Today is a special day. This is the deadline the owner gave us to leave. So we've been here for 4 weeks now, and I'm going to work for 3 weeks. I have 3 weeks of work to do, and I know that if we're evicted during those 3 weeks, it will be mentally terrible to tell myself that I have to work. I have to work all those hours in the evening, okay. The friends will clear the house, but where will my stuff be and where will I sleep? How will I get there on time the next day? It makes me nervous.
My name is Clémence, and like Manon, I lived in various occupied properties for many years, alternating with times when I rented. It was linked to my lifestyle situation, either with my work or sometimes by choice, as I was often on the move. Last year, I remember that when we knew we would be evicted from the Claude Weavers, a friend offered to make a great file that would help us get to a convention beforehand. And in fact, I felt a kind of uneasiness when we made this dossier, because we had made nice pictures, it was quite well written. But in fact, there was something that I felt was a bit elitist. And I had the impression that we knew it would look good.
We knew it would catch on. But it's like
it was because of our privilege, because we might know how to write well.
Omdat we misschien were going to play this game to please, to satisfy different actors of housing. We gingen dit spel spelen. In this file, I found there was something that bothered me. Because it basically created a kind of legitimacy for us. Vond ik dat er iets was dat me stoorde.
And then, omdat the people who don't have in feite een soort
legitimiteit voor ons creëerde. En dan de mensen die deze middelen helemaal niet hebben.
As a result,
die degraderen we tot echte krakers. Ze hebben niet de middelen om zich te verdedigen.
And other people who are not.
Als gevolg
and
daarvan result, vind ik dat er binnen dit milieu een kloof bestaat tussen ons...
For
die nogal bevoorrecht zijn, en andere mensen die dat niet zijn. En als gevolg daarvan voel ik me daar ongemakkelijk bij. Voor mij spreekt het een beetje over het imago van de kraker. Soms raak ik verstrikt in het schuldgevoel. Maar dat is meer iets maatschappelijks. En ik ben er helemaal niet mee eens.
Dat we were privileged leftists who wanted to redistribute properties and steal from the rich to give to the poor.
De la redistribution des biens et voler aux riches pour donner aux pauvres. Voler aux riches pour donner aux pauvres.
And really, why not?
Mais quand il a dit ça, ça nous a donné encore plus envie d'aller en justice. Mais c'est vrai que des fois.
But when he said that, it made us feel even more like going to court. But it is true that sometimes, I think there are different stories about it. Sometimes it touches me. And yes, it raises questions. This legitimacy is questioned for me. But by the way, when I lived in England a couple years ago, I worked so hard to pay expensive rents, more expensive than in Brussels. And in fact, it's also a choice to say to myself, okay, I'm still learning things in my life, whether it's blacksmithing for Manon or me, the circus, and I want to have this time to train, to continue learning. And on the other hand, I can't, I don't want to. I don't want to work in a factory. I put in a lot of work to be able to afford a decent 500 euro accommodation, and then I don't have much left at the end of the month.
Et du coup pouvoir aussi choisir quand je travaille. Et donc du coup ça.
And so I can also choose when I work. And that in turn raises other questions. And so I know these questions are a bit privileged, but I try to be transparent and talk about it, even if I don't find it easy. Even if it is intense and exhausting, this collective emotion, I find it fascinating. And sometimes it is exhausting, but it gives some meaning to a life that sometimes is not necessarily full of meaning. Sometimes it is intense, everything is a bit on the line, but at the same time, it is very tiring. There are days when I say to myself, why?
Even if I got out of my financial difficulties now, I think I would still continue to squat or participate in buildings, help groups that do this, because it's important to me. It's a cause close to my heart, and I think when you get into this field, when you start to understand the issues and everything that's going on, it's hard to pretend it's not. When I see what we're doing, we have support networks, there's the inter-squat group. In fact, if you see all the emails you receive during the day, because there's an illegal eviction, because there's going to be an eviction, a judge, a judgment, or someone is being evicted who needs a shelter, can we provide temporary or emergency shelter? In fact, it's the emails, it's every day, all the time. In the last squat, we did emergency and temporary shelter. And in fact, this puts people in such complicated situations that they think they're coming for 4 days. In fact, it's impossible to welcome someone who says it's only for a month.
Mais en fait, c'est impossible d'accueillir quelqu'un en se disant c'est que pour un mois, c'est que pour le temps d'autre chose.
That it's only for the time of some other things, because the other thing is always so uncertain. In fact, you live with people, you don't necessarily choose to live with them. But just that we're all in the same process.
C'est là quoi. Juste le besoin de, d'habiter. Parce que du coup, je pense
what
que
is it? Just the need to live? I think the uncertainty of housing just puts you in a situation where it doesn't help you to get out of financial insecurity. In fact, it's a bit of a time loop. But I will keep going. I will continue to help open buildings and negotiate. And I like meeting the other person. There are a lot of discussions when opening a squat. Do you have to conclude an agreement before the opening? Do you have to open the building?
C'est quoi le fait d'occuper des bâtiments vides? Ces propriétaires, c'est qui? C'est des privés? C'est des communes? C'est des promoteurs?
What's the point of occupying empty buildings? Who are the owners? Private individuals? Municipalities? Developers? But when we negotiate with the owner, we actually plant a seed. It's possible. A convention exists. Look, it's not the image of a squat that we have. Once there's stuff there, and you sleep there every night, it's also your house. And that's also where it's complicated with the owners who don't understand that at all. So they say, this is my house, it's illegal, you're in an illegal situation. When actually, we have right.
Faut pas juste... Oui. Faut pas juste être expulsé, mais ça arrive quand même, hein.
We can't just be evicted, but it still happens.
Ça arrive.
It happens.